Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. I welcome you tonight to a Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey, and truly it's an honor to be here one more night to give God the glory and the honor and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Truly, God is an awesome God, and we thank Him and we glorify His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank everyone for being on the line tonight. I pray that you'll be blessed by the word on tonight. But before we go any further, I would like to read a scripture. Then I'll pray a little prayer, as always. And then I will do the introduction of our speaker on tonight. And before our speaker comes, we will have a selection. And then our speaker will come forth with the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to you. I only have one scripture tonight that I would like to read, and it comes from out of Romans 8, chapter verse 28. And it says, "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Glory be to God. I am so grateful that I am called for God's purpose at this time, and I'm quite sure that you are too. Now let us go into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We come to glorify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we just give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord God, for you are so worthy. You are almighty God, and we thank you and we love you on tonight. God, I pray, Lord God, that you will bless our speaker on tonight, Lord God, that you will give her a fresh anointing of your spirit, Lord God, that your word will come forth, and that everyone that has ears to hear will hear what thus says the Lord. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that dwells on the inside of us. Lord, we thank you that your love is so unconditional unto us, oh God. We thank you that you're merciful and a forgiving God. We thank you that you're loving and kind, Father God. We thank you that you are our healer, our provider, our deliverer, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that you have no respect of person. Lord God, we thank you that you know everything that is going on in the world today, God, and that you're still in control, Lord God. But Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you will keep our hearts and minds focused on you, Lord God, that no matter what may come, Lord God, that we will still remember that you are God Almighty. You are the creator of the heaven and the earth, Lord God, and everything belongs to you. We know everything that is going to happen. Nothing is a surprise to you, oh God. And Father God, we just love you. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you all the honor and the glory. Amen, amen. Now we will have the introduction of our speaker on tonight. And I am so honored to have this speaker on tonight because we have fellowship before in the past on Blog Talk Radio. And I have always enjoyed listening to her bring the word of God. So I know that you'll be blessed as to what the Spirit has given unto her. Our guest speaker for tonight is Evangelist Connie Hayes. Was born August 17, 1955 in Alabama. She is the fourth of four daughters. Evangelist Hayes has one son. Evangelist Hayes resides in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Evangelist Hayes was licensed as an evangelist in 2011 and in 2013, still under the leadership of Pastor Charles G. Hayes, was also ordained as a minister. Walking in God's purpose, ministry has been established to fulfill the assignment God has given in Evangelist Hayes' heart many years ago, to open her mouth and he would speak through her to all of his people. Evangelist Hayes holds firm to what Romans 8 and 28 says, what I just read, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. Whatever Evangelist Hayes does in word and deed, she does to glorify God. She has a spirit-led commitment to reach out to all people with the faith that we are more than a conqueror. Amen. Glory be to God. And after this selection, we will have none other than Evangelist Connie Hayes.
Hello, good evening.
Hallelujah. All I want is you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Evangelist Hayes, I turn it over to you.
Yes. God bless you, and thank you so much for this opportunity to allow me to come forward today. And I'm just going to go right on in, and I'll start sharing what God has put in my heart to share. And I hope I'm clear, and I hope you can hear me. Am I clear enough? Can you hear me?
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
You.
I can hear you, Vance. I'll just turn off my mic.
Okay. Thank you. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And as you know, I am called and appointed according to what God has given me to share this evening. And when I was given the assignment, I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know what to say or what God was going to allow me to say. And farther on down the road, he gave me steadfast. He said, steadfast. So he gave me steadfast, and I wondered, I said, Lord, what goes with steadfast? What is the scripture, Lord? What do I do? What do I study on? So I studied on what the word steadfast when I searched out through the Bible on steadfast. So on yesterday, I made a trip to pick up a Goodwill card. And when I picked up the Goodwill card for someone, I opened it up, and the word said, a limitation, 3:21-24. And I then, my spirit rejoiced. And I got really, really happy, and I started saying, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. I got so excited that I just wanted to tell somebody. And then the Spirit say, tell God. So then I started rejoicing, and I thank God for giving me that in this time of season that we're going through right now. Because in the times that we're going through now, we must learn how to be steadfast in God. We cannot be steadfast in what's surrounding us. So I'm going to read the scripture. In Lamentations 21 through 24, it says, this I recall to mind. Therefore have I hoped. 22, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. 23, they are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. 24, the Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. So when I begin to listen to that and start thinking about the call to mind, I went back on my life, way back on my life, to where God had just constantly kept on bringing me forward. And every time something would happen, every time something would happen in the world or anything that would happen, then when I thought about God, I began to learn how to be still. And I said, well, still is just being steadfast. And then I said, well, if you still, can you stay in perfect peace? Yes, because Isaiah say, if we keep our minds stayed on him, we are in perfect peace. So I said, okay, so you can see God's working. You have to, when you're steadfast, you become unmovable in God, not in the world. You have to begin to see God's hand in everything. You have to know that it is working out for your good. You have to know that God is able to do anything. And you have to know that if he woke you up that morning, he had already measured out the faith of mercy for you in that day. That he's not bringing it from one day into another day to give to you. He's going to give it to you brand new. And when we stand on what God is saying and be faithful in the things God is saying to us, we begin to be steadfast, unmovable, unthinkable. When they start talking, yes, Corona is around. It's around, yes, and we have a lot of things going on, and we have the voting, everything. But do you know that God is still in control? Do you know God is still unmovable? Do you know that everything that's going on right now is not a surprise to him? This was done before the foundation. And God is wanting to know that if we trust him, because in a song it says that, as I go through things and I don't see God, can I yet trust him? So can you yet be steadfast in this season that we're going through? Can you be steadfast and unmovable even though we're not physically, some of us are not physically going into the churches? Can you be steadfast and unmovable in love and abiding in God? Can you be steadfast with patience, knowing that God is going to bring us through? Can you be steadfast in kindness? That's the fruits of the Spirit. Can you be? Or are you moving and letting the flesh work with you? Or are you letting the spirit man take control? What are we doing in this season? Are we doing the things that God calls us to do? Or are we doing the things that we want to do? Are we accountable to what God has called us to do? Because no matter what the virus, the voting, everything, whatever's going on, before the foundation, he's given you your assignment. Are you doing what God has called you to do in this season? Or are you sitting back saying, well, I don't know, I can't do this, I don't know if I can, I don't know. What did God tell you to do? We have to learn how to keep our eyes focused on God. We have to learn how to keep on moving and forgetting the things that's behind us and look towards what God has called us to do and know that God will make a way, knowing that God will fix everything, knowing that God knows, yes, he knows your heart, but you know what? We got to push on past that. You got to push on past that and start doing what God has called you to do. And when you begin to do what God has called you to do, then you begin to please God. Then you begin to walk in the path of God's love and faithfulness, because that's what it is. It's all about love, faithfulness, steadfast, unmovable, changing your mind. And this time, too, that God has given us in this steadfast season is to examine ourselves. It's the time for us to check who we are. Are we really, really doing what God has called us to do? Are we faithful? Are we faithful and trusting worthy to say, Lord, here I am. Here I stand, God. I don't know what to do and I don't know how to do it, but I know you do. Because I've been with you. I know your resume, God. I don't know all about my resume, but I know your resume. I know if you said it, that then you would bring it to pass. And I know that if we keep on moving forward and knowing that we have a covenant with God, and having a covenant with God means that God watches over that for us. We don't have to be nervous and we don't have to be concerned, but you have to be steadfast and unmovable now. You got to anchor down in God. You got to know, and sometimes when you're being steadfast, you got to get somewhere and be silent so you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you, so he will give you your next move as we continue to travel down these roads. That's why when you hear and God gives you a command, somebody else may not understand it, but if God gave it to you, he'll bring it out on the other end, because that's the kind of God he is. And going through the Bible and looking at the word steadfast, it was in the Bible 219 times it appeared. And it appears that many times because you know what? We do have to learn how to anchor in the Lord. We have to be sure that we're anchored in the Lord. Because you know what? Some are saying that they are, but their faith is wavering. If we're wavering now, you all, we have nothing coming. We cannot waver in our faith right now. We have to keep on going and keep on pushing and knowing that the work that we're doing for God is not in vain, and knowing that his rewards is going to come to us. They say that he says that in Revelation 22, that when he comes, whatever you're doing, even maybe they're not saying thank you or rewarding you now, but when God comes, he's going to reward you for all that you do. And as you're doing that, as you begin to do the things that God has told you, we have to remember, too, what Ephesians says in 6 and 11. We have to put on the whole armor of God. You can't run out without your armor. You have to do it. You have to get in the word. You have to believe the word. You have to walk in his word and know that his word is going to gird you up so you can make it over that hurdle that's there, and to know that you're never going to walk alone, because he promised never, ever to leave us nor forsake us. And since he gave us that promise, and since God is who he is, I trust God. I believe God. I believe like they did back in the day. I believe back in Moses and Joseph's day, that they trusted in God. And God did just what he said. And we have to have that kind of faith. They talk about the faith as the grain of the mustard seed. But since we've been walking alone, some of us have been walking a long time with God, he's stretching our faith right now. And if he's stretching you, it's because he's ready to take us to another level in him, that he has to get you to where your next assignment is. And that's to keep on moving you higher and higher with him. That once you go and you do what he tells you to do, when you stand there boldly, you're unmovable, you're steadfast, you're lovable, you're kind, you have peace about you. And somebody will say, what is that? What is she doing? How does she do that? Then there is a time that you can witness and tell them about God. We can tell them about Jehovah Jireh that reigned in victory, that there's no need to worry, even though you don't know how to fix the situation. We know somebody that do. So you have to just get anchored in the Lord and keep on believing and trusting that he changes not. God is the same as he was on yesterday. He's not going to change on us today. He is unmovable. He can do anything. It tells us, you can search this world high and low. Can you find anybody greater than God? Can you find anybody can do it like him? You have to remember that he is the beginning and he is the end. So when you are steadfast and unmovable in him, you're a winner. You win because of Christ. It said, if God be for you, who then can be against you? And it says that even that when the enemy tries to come up on us, he still can't take you out because of Christ and because you believe him and you're steadfast in him and you're unmovable and you're abiding in his word and you know his word will not come back to you void. And as we continue to walk down these journeys that we're on and the path that we're on and the assignments that he has given us, we have to just remember to put on the whole armor of God. And we have to remember to have the relationship with him. Remember, to hear from him, you have to be connected to him. And you got to spend time with him. And believe me, he will talk to you. And believe me, nothing will just slip up on you. Your spirit will be quickening because that's what he does. That's why when Jesus left, he left us a comforter. He left us the Holy Ghost. See, we're never alone. We just have to keep on moving and keep on wanting to move, keep on wanting to please God. When you want to please God, you will please him. You will. You will. You will. You'll get up early in the morning. You'll get up during the night when he gets you up and he starts shaking you because he wants to spend that time with just you. You will begin to understand that God is developing you to go forward to complete what he's already put in you. Because do we know that God does not get up and say, well, this is what I'm going to let Connie do today. He's not that kind of God. Before I was put in my mother's womb, everything for me to do and everything that is assigned to me is already in me. And he will stir it up in me. And he will let it come forward. Because if he has something connected to me and a plan for me to do, it shall come to pass. We want to be pleasing to God. We want to be unmovable. We want to know that he is the Almighty God. We want to just keep ourselves anchored down in him and to know that he is God. And once you begin to think about how God uses us and the things that he began to do with us, then you begin to understand what his word says. Like in Psalms 118, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good because of his mercy endures forever. So now not only do you have steadfast, but you have his mercy. And not only do we have his mercy, we have his love, we have his kindness, we have his protection. We can just keep on crying out to him and know that he will make a way for you. It's just that as we continue to do the things that we should do, we have to be able to understand that we're to please God, and we have to stay focused with the things God has given us to do. And it seems like it's a lot, but trust me, it's not a lot. It's not a lot because you know what? When you stand up, God is going to speak through you. When you stand up, God is going to direct your steps. That's why whenever I do anything for God, I ask God. I say, God, let me decrease as you increase. I say, God, when I open my mouth, you speak through me. When you cut off, Lord, I'll cut off. Because to me, when God cuts off, that's all he wanted me to say. That was the message he gave me to give. And that is the message that I give. So when you are going through, just keep your mind stayed on him. Understand that he is who he say he is. Ain't no turning back. When you're walking with God, you're walking with the King. You're walking with He's in control of everything. And it's not all I want. All I want is God. And then it says, just use me for your glory, God. Let me be obedient to you, God. Teach me your ways, God. Let me do what I hear you say, God. And if I fall, God, I know that you will forgive me, God. Let me repent and get up and keep on going, God. As I run in this world, God, I know, Father God, that He needs, He sends us out here as a need for other people to see the life He has given us. Because, you know, God can do it without us, but He chooses to use us. And I'm so grateful for that, that He chooses to use us to do an assignment to someone that don't understand. We have so much work to do right now, y'all. We cannot get movable. We have to remain steadfast. We have to remember the plan of salvation that God has put in plan. We have to keep on moving. We cannot get stuck. We cannot get stuck with the things that's happening. Yes, it is a lot of things going on. But I tell you, no matter what, God is still in control. And if you be still and know that He's God, you will see the writing on the wall. You will see Him walking in our favor. Some of us are doing better than what we was before the virus came. It's not a good thing that it's come, but this is not the first thing, like Ecclesiastes said. There's nothing new up under the sun. This ain't the first time something has came up on us before. Not us as per se, but other people before we got here, before we were here. So what we have to do is just stay mindful of God, of how God works and how He does things, and know that He's gonna bring us out all right. Believe me, there is another side to this, and we're gonna get to the other side. We're gonna get to the other side because of who we serve. We're gonna get to the other side because He's in control. We're going to get to the side because He's our refuge in the time of trouble. We're going to get there. We have to understand that He is who He is, and we are His, and He takes care of His children. And as He takes care of His children, we just have to keep on moving, and we have to keep on believing. And when in James, it talks about us being steadfast. I mean, we have to declare that whatever God's saying, that we do this, we do that, whatever He says, that's what we're going to do. We're gonna do it because we are out. We have hearts to please God. We want to please Him. And as we begin to please God, we will see a difference in the things that's happening. You begin, your praise become different. Your time alone. Because it's not what you do when I'm around you. Your rewards come from what you do when it's just you and Him. Because God sits high and He looks low and He sees everything. He's in every conversation. And we have to keep that in mind as we continue to run this journey. And, yes, I talk about the journey because I believe that we are on that. I believe that we are having divine connection and divine appointment. Because God has designed it to be like that. And as He designed it to be like that, we have to go ahead and walk in it and be glad about it. And even if things are not going your way right now, don't you worry. God has not forgotten about you. Your name is written. He knows all about you. And if there's somebody out there dropping tears, remember, God is not letting a tear hit the ground. He knows all about our tears and all about the worries that we have. That's why it says for us to stay, remain steadfast, unmovable, and knowing that we are serving a true and living God, because He knows everything. It's nothing too hard for Him. If you call on Him, you will get an answer. Seek Him with your whole heart and mind and soul. And you will see that He will come to see about you just when you need Him the most. Sometimes we get a little restless. I do too. And we get restless because we forget. But when you sit, when you become steadfast, stop and think about where he's brought you from to where you are now, you then will get back in check, and you will get back in your lane, and then you will give him all the praise, because everything belonged to him anyway. All the praises, all the glory, everything belonged to him anyway. You would give it to him, and you would know that at the end that everything's going to work out in your favor. And when you begin to think like that and begin to let God just work with you and begin to know when he has a friend to call you, and the friend calls you and the friend gives you your scripture, or the friend calls you and play a song that's your favorite song, don't you know that's God working for you? Do you know that's God answering you? See, you have to see the big picture. We have to look bigger, because God, we have to take him out the box and let him know who he really is in your life, and know that he is who he say he is, and that he's going to do just what he said he would do. And I love him for that. I love him because he is who he say he is. I love him because when I called on him back in the day when I was strung out on drugs, out there doing anything I was big enough to do. But when I cried out to him and got serious and cried out to him and asked him to help me and bring me through, he took the case. I didn't go for rehab. I'm telling you, this is what I know. I didn't go for rehab. God was my rehab. He brought me through it. He took the taste out of my mouth. It's been over 30 years. I do not desire cigarettes, whiskey, drugs. I don't desire the nightlife. It's because God did it. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And I remain steadfast in knowing where God has brought me from to where he's brought me to right now. So when trouble comes up on me, I go back and I look from where he's brought me to where I am right now. And I look at that and I'm like, oh, that ain't no problem for my God. He can do it. And that's what you have to do. And I understand that this is nervous as times right now, because every time you cut on the news, if the news is too much for you, then stay away from it for a while. Give yourself a rest and get in your word. Play a song. Sometimes you just can't. Sometimes you got to let your mind be released from a lot of that stuff. Because believe it or not, and it may be hard for some to believe, but it's still more good going on than bad. But they don't focus on the good. They only give you the negative, because they want you to be afraid. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a sound mind, that we will keep it on him, and that we will just be steadfast in our movement. And the word steadfast, it just keeps on coming up to me. Somebody got to know that you are unmovable because of Christ is the answer. And he will take care of you, no matter what it looks like. We have to understand that. And as we continue to walk down this journey, and we continue to remember that God created new mercy and grace for us every single day, that when we wake up, he's already got it set up ahead of us. We do not have to worry about it. Just keep your mind stayed on him. And he will make a way out of no way for you. And I know that, because he's done it for me so many times. And I do understand that when we walk down our journey, sometimes we get nervous and we just don't understand what's going on. But that's why you cast your burdens upon God, for he cared for you as he cared for me. Remember, he knows all our names. We're not a stranger to God. We're not a stranger to what's going on in our life. He will fix it. After a while, he will fix it for you. Just keep on pressing your way. Keep on knowing that he is God. And know that you have to just praise him in wherever you are. You have to understand that you cannot be afraid. We have to do what's pleasing to God and understand that God loves us, and that he has a covenant with us, and he's going to keep it, and he's going to bring you through all right. And I know he will. And that's why I love Romans 8 and 28 so, because it says, and we know that all things work together for the good. That means your good, your bad, your ugly, whatever it is, God takes it all together and he stirs up like you're making a cake and he leaves no ingredients out of it. And it all comes out all right just for you, because that's who he is. And he will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. And you have to remember that he is your shepherd and you shall not want, because the word says so. I believe what the Bible says. I stand on the Bible. When I can't get through and I can't think of anything to say, I reach into his word. When I feel like I'm going to be moved or I'm going through something that I can't handle, I reach for God. And as you reach for God, there's no failure in him. He's right there. He would hear you if you call on him. He would hear you, and he will come to see about you just when you need him the most. So don't worry about what you are seeing and what you're hearing. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on God and know that God is a winner. Know that God reigned in victory, knowing that he is just who he say that he is. And if you don't believe me, try for yourself. Step out on him and find it out for yourself. And you will see that you would never, ever be disappointed trusting in God. That's why you can walk your journey being steadfast, unmovable in Christ. Not in man, not in me, but in Christ Jesus. He will bring you through all right. And this is what he has given me and has put in my heart. And it says that he will not change. And Malachi 3 and 6, it says that God has, he said, that the Lord changes not. And I believe that. I believe it, and I'm going to trust in it. And I believe that if we put our minds on God and trust him and watch him work and stay connected to the connector, you will see everything's going to be okay. You will see that when you are in the midst of the storm, sometimes God don't take us out the storm because he's in the storm with us. But you still make it through it. So you have to just be steadfast in Christ. And if you're steadfast in Christ, that's what's going to make the difference in your life, and it makes the difference in my life. Thank you, and God bless you, and I pray that something was said that would help someone along their way. But I can tell you to remain anchored in God, be steadfast, unmovable, ask him what you need to ask him, and watch him work. And he will make a difference in your life, because that's who he is. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is God Almighty, and he is not short on his promise. He's not a God that he shall lack, and his word will not come back void. God bless you, and God keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was sitting here listening. I was thinking about that steadfast glory be to God. You know, sometimes we look at things and it moves us a little bit, but I am so grateful tonight what the Lord has spoken from his servant on tonight to be steadfast no matter what's going on in the world today. I remember there was a time when the Lord told me to be steadfast, and I didn't. I was disobedient, and there was consequences for it, but never again. I thank the Lord that he has spoken that word again tonight from his servant. God is so good. He knows everything that we need. Glory be to God. Evangelist Hayes, that was such a blessed word on tonight, and I'm quite sure that everyone on the line tonight have been blessed by the word. Hallelujah. We thank God. One thing I thank the Lord for, that when he told me to open up Spirit-filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ, that he gave me some blessed, anointed women, hallelujah, to come and bring the word of God that has been so encouraging, so enlightening. Ah, glory be to the name of the Lord. The Lord knows who to give you. He knows who to give you, who to bring a word. And I thank God for that. I thank him for it. I thank him for every woman that he has brought, every sister in Christ that he has brought to come on the line to bring a word. And I thank him for you coming on tonight. Hallelujah. My sister, for bringing this word on tonight. God is so good. Thank you. Be yes. that. I'm quite sure everybody heard the word on tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm quite sure they were blessed. Just as I was. I was just sitting here listening. I was just thanking God and praising God. Hallelujah, that he spoke that word steadfast for us on tonight. Hallelujah, because we need to be. Mm-hmm. There are things that are going in the world today that are disturbing. There are things that are going in the world today that try to move you and mm-hmm. make you take your mind and heart off of the Lord. And we need to be steadfast. This is no time for us to be wavering. And I thank God for that word on tonight. I thank him. I truly mm-hmm. thank him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I and Evangelist Hayes for coming on, for being willing to come on and to bring a word from the Lord on tonight. And it was a mighty word. I thank God for it. I ask that before I ask you to pray and pray us out, I would like to make some announcements on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the first Sunday, Reverend Dorsey will be speaking, bringing the word on In His Present Ministry, World Evangelism at 1 o'clock. And on the November the 6th, we will have Dr. Carolyn Mason. She will be on the Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ. And also we will have a member from our church that the Lord, that has so much faith in the Lord, has been so encouraged. On the 27th of November, we will have one Miss Bridget Boyd that come from our church. She will come on and give a word of encouragement from Ville Chapel Baptist Church here in Columbia, South Carolina. She will come on and give a word of encouragement and give her testimony how God has blessed her through the cancer that she had went with. It was so encouraging to me, so I had to ask her to come on to share how God has blessed her. But to go back, and on November the 9th through the 15th, Pastor Prophet B.J. Hubbard will be having a reviver, and she will have speakers each night at 7 p.m. And also, I will be coming back that next following week with the Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ, First Annual Women's Conference. It will be from the 16th through the 22nd, 7 p.m. each nightly, and we are looking for a blessed time of both revival and the conference from the Lord, and we pray that everyone can come back and join and fellowship with us. So at this time, Evangelist, I will turn it back over to you. And again, I thank everyone for being on the line tonight. And I pray that you are truly blessed by the word of God, because I know that the word of God doesn't come back void. And I know when the Lord speaks, I know it is a blessing. So we thank God for the word. Evangelist Hayes, I ask that you pray and then pray us out. God bless you. And I thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, and to God be the glory. Father God, as we come to you, Father God, as your servants, Father God, we come to give you all the praise and all the glory, Father God, to acknowledge you in all that you have done, Father God, that you have given us a word to go forward, Father God, that your word is established on this earth, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you will also take care of those, the homeless people, God, the children, the voters, Father, wherever there's a need, as we ask that you will please cover each and every one, Father God. We know, Father God, that if we ask anything in Jesus' name, that you would do it, Father God. So we're asking, Father God, that nobody be without food, clothing, and shelter, Father God, that you will supply the needs according to your riches and glory, Father God. And for that, God, we give you all the praises and all the thanks, Father God. We ask, God, that you continue to bless the Dorseys, Father God. Continue to let them continue to bring the word, Father God. Continue to cry out and spare not, Father God, that this is a blessing unto the women, a blessing, God, that someone needed to hear you, and you connected her so that they could get a word, Father God, that she's faithful in the vineyard, Father God. We thank you for your servant, Father God. We thank you, God, for those who are yet to come, Father God. And we thank you for those that was looking this way, God, and may connect later, Father God. We ask, God, that something would be said to bless them and hold them steadfast in your word and unmovable, God, to let them, that you would let them know, God, that this word is for them, Father God, that you are the same today, You do not change, Father God, and you hold on to us with your unchanging hands. And for that, Father God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks, Father God. Thank you for allowing me as your servant, Father God, to come forward, Father God, that you decrease me as you increase, Father God, that your word is a blessing unto your people, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are the Almighty God, and we give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody greater than you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And again, I thank you so much, Evangelist Hayes, and I thank everyone again for coming on the line tonight. God bless you all, and may heaven smile upon you. And I say good night to everyone, and may God give you a sweet rest and bless you to see another day. And keep your heart and mind focused on the Lord, knowing that no matter what's going on, that he is still in control. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless.